Hello.
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Lovey?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Lovey. How are you doing?
Good.
Sounds great. I'm actually calling with regards to your Schedule 1 interview, and this call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. Is now still a good time?
Sure.
All right, sounds great. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Lovey, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right.
For the Google verification, do I have to do anything, or you guys got that covered?
Okay. Have you started your Google Business Profile or not yet?
I did, and I've been trying to get verified, and I can't do it. I've done it like 10 times.
That's okay. So that means to say you have started creating your profile.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I'm going to ask you to add this as manager later, and we will take care of that. We will help you with the verification. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let me go ahead and have it here. So I see it, Lovey, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the secret question with Chris. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Clear Creek Plumbing LLC, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the address that I have on here, that's 6958 Cedar Road, Malacca, Minnesota, 56353.
Yep.
And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address. It's like a home office, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. And let me see. Are you open? Oh, you're both licensed and insured, correct?
Yep.
Will you be able to read to me your business license number and expiration date?
Yeah, I've got a couple here.
Okay.
So the main one is PC 150173.
I got PC150173.
Yep, that's P as in Peter.
Yep, Peter Charlie 150173, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And do you have the expiration date?
It's 12/31/2026.
That's 12/31/2026. Thank you so much for that. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google has a reward to verify the addresses with better local rankings. Are you okay to share your address online, Lovey, or do you want to hide it?
I mean, it'd be nice to, you know, have the, can you just put it in the general area?
Actually, for the general area, Google will ask for the specific city, but it's either or you want to hide your address or you want to show it. But if you're not comfortable, we can hide it for you.
Well, I'm just thinking they'd still be able to, like, so if somebody Googles plumber, will still pop up?
Yep, it will still pop up, of course, because you will optimize your Google business profile.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it'd probably be better to not show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you. But I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yep.
Okay, and later in the call, Lovey, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 612-516-9811?
Yep.
Okay, and I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address. That's clearcreekplumbingmn@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right, and do you already have a business website?
No, I would say no.
Okay, so if you don't have any website yet, not a problem. We can launch a high converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead here, Levy, and pull up some website, URL options, or domain name for you to choose from. And I really suggest, Levy, that you have a shorter domain name. So it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. So I don't suggest having your whole business name to be your domain name. So do you have any shorter domain name in mind so I can go ahead and check if it is available?
What do you suggest?
I really wanted to do the clearcreek.com, but it is not available. So if you have anything in mind, I can check. Let's do... Are you okay with CC Plum? Plumbing? Or
CC Plum? I mean, I suppose so.
Oh, actually, it's also not available.
Yeah.
Oh, but we do have ccplumber.net, but if you don't like this, I can go ahead and check. Do you have any domain name in mind that you like that I can check?
Well, I mean, it's got to be kind of similar, doesn't it?
Yep. It depends. Like, do you have anything that... Do you want to suggest anything for your domain name? Anyways, this is going to be for your domain name. When they pull it up, they will see your website. But we highly suggest that it's like same as your, kind of sound the same as your business name.
Right. CC. Or, yeah, I mean, the CC Plumber works, so it's fine.
Okay, so you can do ccplumber.net. Are you okay with this?
That's fine.
Okay, so let's have this as your domain name. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us, you can have this domain name for $99, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we can now create a stunning website for you designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead and ask you a few questions with regards to the site that my team will be working on. So for your website, Levy, what colors do you want?
I mean, probably some blue and some green.
Okay, combination of blue and green.
Yeah.
Okay, let's work with that. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
There's so many different things. Can you just do residential and commercial plumbing?
Mm-hmm. Residential and commercial plumbing?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just two of those. Just two top services that you want to feature.
Yeah, I mean, you could put gas line, or, yeah, you could say gas lines, too, I suppose.
Gas line.
Yep.
What's the service for that again, for gas line?
Gas line, it's kind of like, it's not, some people don't think of gas lines being plumbing, but it's kind of a big one.
Okay, let me add it here.
Or just keep it at residential and commercial plumbing. That's fine.
Okay, you just want to have residential and commercial plumbing? All right.
Yeah.
And do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed in your site?
I had a couple on Angie's List, but I got rid of them, so I doubt they're even there anymore.
Oh, okay. So you do have Angie's before, but you're not sure if you can still check on it?
That you can try it, you can pull it up, but it's been a little while since I've had it.
Okay, so if you don't, aside from Andy, if you don't have any reviews outside of Google, so we can skip this for now?
Yeah, Angie's is the only site that I was using for, that could get reviews and stuff.
Gotcha. All right, I'll try to pull it up. But if it's not available, then we can leave this is blank for now. If you do have some reviews soon from your Facebook or from any other platforms, we can add this on your website, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me see with that. Check. Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented on your site?
I mean, there should be a few on Facebook.
Will you be able to send it to us or upload them to your dashboard or through your local Splash app?
Yeah, let me...
But if you can't upload it right now, that would be okay. You can upload it if you have time later. So you can check the photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, since we're here, I'll try to...
Gotcha. Do you already receive your login credentials to your dashboard?
I did.
Okay, sounds good.
Contest for... Huh. I think I'm on here now. How do I upload pictures?
Okay, so now that you're in the dashboard, you can go to your business info.
Okay.
All right, so when you scroll down, and there's a photo, I mean, there's logo. You can upload your logo if you have cover photos, your business photos, you can upload it there. Have you seen it?
I see account settings on the...
You should see it beside home, leads, website, listings, Google Insights, reviews, posts.
Leads, Google Ad Clicks, reviews.
Yep, that's on the upper part. So the one that you're checking right now, there's business info, account settings, promoted URL, right?
Yeah.
Are you using your phone or computer or laptop?
My phone.
Okay, that may be it. You can actually see it on, if you scroll down, or did you see any three buttons? See more on the dashboard? Besides leads, website, listings, Google Insights, or no?
Google Ad Clicks. No, it doesn't say nothing about more.
Okay. Let me see. But will you be able to do it in your computer?
Yeah. Sitting here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you can carry on with whatever else you
need. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And let me see, would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos on your site?
Sure, we can try to.
Okay, yeah, this is actually very helpful on your website, if you do have before and after photos.
Okay.
Yeah, as a client myself, I love looking at before and after photos before I do hire for a job. And are there any websites that you like? Levy, and what do you like about them? Maybe we can use them as a reference.
Any websites that I like? Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't really...
That's okay. If you don't have any, that's okay. Our website team creates really good website. Yeah. If there's any changes or any concerns that you have, you can always let us know.
Okay. I mean, I'll put faith in you guys.
All right. All right, so we can skip this for now. And also... Would you like to enable online payments on your site?
Yeah. I mean, I'm set up with QuickBooks. That's where I send all my invoices out from.
Okay. For online payments, we actually need you to have your business PayPal account so that you can generate code and you can process payment on your website. Would you like to do that? Or do you want to stick with your QuickBooks, whichever makes you comfortable?
I mean, can we change it later if it...
Yes, of course.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just stick with what I'm doing right now.
All right, so let's get this for now. And if ever you do change your mind, just let us know. And would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
I mean, if, yeah, sure.
Yep. All right, so let's do this. And do you want, are there any special features that you would like to add in your site, Levy? Like, for example, AI chat widget?
Yeah.
Or vlogs?
No.
Okay, yep, we can skip this. And let me see. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example, BBB or some manufacturer brands?
Yeah, yep. You can use the BBB.
Okay, so you can have BBB. Mm-hmm. And let me see. What do you want your license number to show? By default, we always put it on footer. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, it has to be. Like, whenever you advertise for a plumbing, you have to have that PC number.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, for your license number, are you comfortable having it shown on your website?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
I mean, we'll put the pictures on there and...
Yeah, of course. You'll be putting pictures.
You got my contact information so they can call me?
Yes, of course. We'll be promoting your... we will put your contact information, email, into your website so clients can always check on that. Especially that we are going to... we are letting your customers book directly on your site, correct?
Yeah, yeah. But... Okay. I'm sure they're going to call first for a quote and all that stuff first.
Yes, yes, of course. We're putting your phone number. But one thing, we are actually going to put your call tracking because you do have a call tracking number with us. I'm going to discuss it with you later, okay?
Okay.
And also, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team. Specifically with a design specialist. Would you like me to book you a call with them, or would you like to check your website first?
I mean, they can try to come up with something, and then I'll take a look.
Mm-hmm. All right. So once your website is live and up and running, and if there's some changes that you like or any concerns, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
All righty. And let's talk about your call tracking, which is endorsed by Google itself. So call tracking is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number and your username. So let me just go ahead and pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, Levy. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize this, okay? So let me see. The phone number that they got, that is 612-236-0445. Are you okay with this phone number?
So that's the number that they'll put on there that'll track back the money?
Correct. So this is the phone number that we will be promoting your campaign, but all the calls will go directly to the number that ends with 9811. So we highly recommend this number because this is endorsed by Google. So you'll be able to track all your leads on your dashboard, and it will also help you filter out spam calls.
Gotcha. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so let's have this. Anyways, after we end the call, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay.
All right, and would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Clear Creek Plumbing LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Can we maybe do it later and see what happens? If it's
Yes. You can always add it anytime. All right. Okay. We can skip it for now. And are you familiar with Google Workspace?
Have you heard about that? I've heard about it, yeah.
Okay. So Google Workspace Levy allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have the domain name, the one that we just got earlier, the ccplumber.net. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant visibility. For example, you can have an email that says levy@ccplumber.net or info@ccplumber.net or even office@ccplumber.net. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit, or do you want to think about that? Anyways, you can always add it anytime.
Yeah, let's just do the basics for now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Gotcha. We can skip it for now. And let's talk about...
I'm on that local splash dashboard thing here. So how do I get to the pictures or posts?
You can go to the business info that's beside the reviews, posts,
business info. Okay.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. So when you click on that, you just have to scroll down and you should see media.
How far down?
Just scroll down next to content. When you scroll down, you'll see the location information, keywords, content, and media, correct?
I see it, yep.
Gotcha. So, yep, you can upload photos. And since you're already on the dashboard, Levy, I highly suggest whenever you have new photos from your work, keep on uploading because that is going to be very helpful with the optimization of your Google Business Profile, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Levy, shows that you do provide plumbing services, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Probably remodels.
Remodels. Like, what's going to be the specific keywords for that? All right, let me try to help you with this.
I mean, you could do, like, a shower or bathtub or...
Okay. Shower, bathtub.
Toilet. Sink.
Okay, let me go ahead and try to check with the best keywords for you with regards to that. But for now, let me see. Do you mean showers, bathtub? You mean bathroom, plumbing, remodel?
Yeah, bathroom.
Okay. So let's water, add here.
Water heater, I mean, all keywords.
Yep. Anyways, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Levy. Let me know if you want to add or change any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus should be ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just apply if you want to make updates, okay? So, let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with a keyword plumbing services or plumber?
Boy, I guess either or.
Okay.
They're kind of the same thing.
Yep, we can do here. I'm going to add the two anyway, so you don't have to worry, okay? So we do have here now the keywords that I got. Let me know if there's anything that you want to take out or you want me to add, okay? Anyway, these are the top performing keywords. So we have here plumbing services. We have plumber and the one that you have mentioned earlier, the bathroom plumbing remodel, emergency plumbing, emergency plumber, residential plumbing, commercial plumbing, plumbing contractor, plumbing company, drain cleaning, clog drain repair, sewer line repair, sewer line replacement.
That one, the sewer lines are different.
Okay, we're going to take it out.
Yep, take those out.
Okay, so I'll take out the sewer line repair and sewer line replacement, correct?
Yep.
Okay, how about trenchless sewer repair?
What was it?
Trenchless sewer repair.
Yeah, take that one out.
Okay, how about hydrojetting services?
No, not that one either.
You also do leak detection and water heater repair.
Yep.
Okay. How about water heater installation?
Yep.
Tankless water heater installation?
Yep.
Sump pump installation?
Yep.
And how about pipe replacement?
Yep.
And camera sewer inspection?
Yep.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Gas lines, natural gas lines, propane.
Gas lines, natural gas lines?
Yep. You could just generalize it. You could just do gas lines.
Okay, let's just do gas lines.
Okay.
Let me have it here. And do you want to add more or are you okay with this for now?
That should be good for now.
Okay. Anyways, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list or if you want to add more, please reply to the email so that we can make a proper adjustment, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Cheaper. I'm definitely cheaper.
Okay. Cheaper. So you do have competitive prices.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead here. Cheaper. Okay. And what else? Is this locally owned and operated?
Yep.
Do you offer free estimates?
I do to a point. I do for most things, but some things you got to really get in depth with to give them a good estimate.
Okay, so if you're not comfortable having it shown, like offering free estimates, I'm just going to skip it, okay?
You can offer free estimates.
Okay, let's just do free estimates and I'm putting it here, affordable. And is this locally owned and operated?
Yep.
Okay, sounds good. All right. And do you have a mission statement?
Like honest, affordable work.
Or do you want to use that as your tagline?
Sure. It works.
Okay. All right. So let's do have Anna's Affordable Works for your tagline. Actually, it's a good idea. It's very easy to remember. Anna's Affordable Works. But for your mission statement, Lavi, if you don't have any, I actually prepared a list for you. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay. So I got it here. At Clear Creek Plumbing LLC, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at Clear Creek Plumbing LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at Clear Creek Plumbing LLC, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The fourth one is at Clear Creek Plumbing LLC, we strive for higher standards of service. Do you have anything from the list?
What about the second one?
The second one. Mm-hmm. At Clear Creek Plumbing LLC, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And how many years have you been in business?
It's only been, since like an actual legitimate business in 2024.
2024, but how many years of experience do you have?
About 10 years.
Oh, wow. Look at that. So that's the business started 2024, but you do have like more than 10 years of experience?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to note it that way.
Okay.
Okay. More than 10 years of experience. So I think that will also set you apart from your competitors. All right. And how many people work with your company?
You know, I got a couple subcontractors that help me out on the bigger jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's trying to expand. That's why we're doing this.
Okay. Well, actually, it doesn't have to be, like, full-time employees, but just an approximate count of people actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis.
Probably, like, just two other people.
Okay. Two other people, so that makes it three, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Okay. Sounds good. And I just want to confirm, Lovey, that I got here your correct hours of operation. So it says from Monday through Fridays you do 8 to 6, I mean 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
Yep.
Okay. How about Saturdays and Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointments?
I mean, you can do by appointment.
Okay, let's do by appointment on weekends. And what types of payment do you accept?
Accept card, check, cash.
Mm-hmm. You do card, checks, cash. You don't do any Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay.
Oh, yeah, I'll do Zelle and Venmo.
Okay, let's do Zelle and Venmo. So now that we have your business information, Lovey, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
Probably the first one.
Let's work with the first one then. All right. So now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see here, Levy, that your business is located in Malacca, Minnesota. So for this, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
We can. I mean, I like working out of the cities, but the cities, you know, like St. Paul and Minneapolis, that's where most of the work is.
Okay, let me just go ahead and add it here.
Like St. Cloud would be a good one. That one's pretty close to me.
All right. Yep. Let's add St. Cloud. What else?
Like Elk River.
Mm-hmm. Elk River. What else?
Do Coon Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Coon Rapids.
Brooklyn Park.
What is it again?
Brooklyn Park.
Brooklyn Park, okay.
Yep. And then you better put Minneapolis in there since that's such a big city.
Gotcha. All right, so are you okay with this?
I'll go everywhere, but I mean, if it's got to be 5.
Yep, like, how many target cities would you like to dominate? Like more than, is it going to be like 20 cities?
I mean, I work everywhere. I mean, in the last couple months I've been in 10 or more different cities already.
Okay, or would you like to work with counties, or are you okay with what you have provided me for now?
That's good for now. I mean, I'll still pop up on other
Yep. The like, thing is, the reason why I'm asking you the specific series for this, Levik, is I wanted you to have a better ranking. This is actually very helpful. Instead of working with, like, you know, mild radius, we don't highly recommend it. Okay? So
okay.
We want you to really pop up with this. So let me see. Let me add all of this. And let's talk about now your Google Business Profile that you just created. So you are already on the verification part, right?
So yeah.
You already created a profile. Mm-hmm.
We forgot to verify it, so we don't have to keep it.
Okay. Because before I actually try to call you, I did a few research to make sure if you have an existing Google Business Profile or not, because having more than one is not helpful. So that's the reason why. When I check on your Google Business Profile, nothing popped up because it wasn't verified yet or you haven't really, like, started at all, right?
So, no, we didn't start. It just can't get past the verification process.
Mm-hmm. And if you would like us to go ahead and work with the Google Business Profile that you have, I will need you to add as a manager, okay? So let me see. Are you already on your page? Can we go to your Google Business Profile?
Yep, I'm working on it here.
Mm-hmm.
Manager. Oh, Lord. Every time I try to get into this thing, it always manage accounts on this device.
Or if you're having a hard time, would you like us to create just a new one for you instead?
I mean, if it's easier for you. I mean, it's not like we really got anywhere with.
Yeah, because I see here it's not popping up yet, right? So we can actually create a Google Business Profile for you if you're having a hard time with the access to your Google Business Profile. Just let me know, okay?
Yeah. It's fine. Just go for it.
Okay. You don't have any access to it of your Google Business Profile at all?
I mean, I do. I just take it because I don't go on here very often, so it takes me a while to figure it out.
Or we can go. I can help you with that. I can help you with that. We can go to your regular browser. Go to your regular browser and type in business.google.com/locations. With S. In that way, we can check if you have access to your Google Business Profile on your devices. That's business.google.com/locations.
Business.google.com/locations.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. On that page, are you already in the page?
Yep.
Okay, did you see your business profile?
Yep.
Okay, it's up on your profile, please?
Yep, so I see it, and it says Clear Creek Plumbing LLC, and it says not publicly visible.
Yep, it's not yet visible because it's not yet verified. And now that you see your profile, did you see any edit profile strength, or not yet?
Edit profile.
Or did you see any 3 dots at all? Just 3 dots.
Any 3 dots?
Yes.
Where would the 3 dots be?
Did you see any 3 dots on your business is not visible? Or no?
No.
Or can you tap on see your profile, please?
I'm sorry, what?
Can you tap on see your profile? Did you see anything that says see your profile or just tap your business name?
I see it right here. It says Clear Creek Plumbing LLC, and then underneath it says not publicly visible.
Okay, not publicly visible, and what else do you see on the screen?
Says the service areas, and that's the ones that we put in.
Okay, and did you see any few dots besides profile strength or anywhere on the screen? It's usually in the upper part.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Okay. Or how about this? Can you send me a screenshot of what you're seeing right now?
Sure.
Yeah. And send it to 877. Just let me know once you're ready.
One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Messages. Okay, I'm ready for the phone number.
Okay, so that's 877-635-6225.
877-663.
Oh, 877-635-6225.
Okay, 635-6235.
635-6225.
Okay. 877-635-6225. All right, I'm sending it to you.
Mm-hmm. Let me just go ahead and check it here. Okay. All right, I receive it now. Let me just go ahead and pull it up. Okay. Oh, you're actually in the right page, but it's not letting you. Okay, usually in this case, Levy, you are edit profile, read reviews, photos, posts. Above this one, you should see a few dots.
Oh, wait.
But, yes.
Okay, maybe I do. What? If I
can you click on this arrow, please? Let's see if it's placed on here. Okay, did you see any three dots now?
I might. What am I clicking after the three dots?
Okay, did you see business profile settings?
Yep.
Gotcha. Sounds good. So now that you're in there, you should see people in access, or there's an add button. This is people in access, or
yep.
You see it? Okay. Yep. And now, tap on it, and it should route you to the email address box.
To the add, edit, or remove people's access.
Oh yes, add. Tap on add. Yes, tap on add.
All right.
And
now I got the email address.
All right. I'm gonna read you the local / listings. Are you ready?
Yep.
So type in 552-554-6200.
Local / listings.
Gotcha. Yes, it's already popping up, and you should add that as manager, and you should receive a pending notification once you add it as manager.
Then just click that and then click add?
Yes, click in add manager. And I should also receive it here on my end. I'll check it here.
So,
just let me know once you receive the pending. Oh, okay, got it here.
Okay.
Clear Creek Plumbing LLC. So thank you so much for this, Levy. So we will continue working on your Google Business Profile. I will let our Google Business Profile team know that you already have added us. And then we will work on this. So did you receive the email that we're asking for the pictures that we need for Google verification?
Okay.
So we sent you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I can resend it to you right now. It was sent on the 12th of March. So it was last week.
Yeah, let me just send it again here.
Yep, let me just go ahead and resend that. So these are the requirements that we'll be needing for the Google Business Profile. If you don't have any, if you don't have all of those, just send whatever is available, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and resend it to you right now. Okay. All right, so we are asking you to send us the following pictures, like tools or equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email or upload them to your dashboard, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay. Which email are you sending it to, the Clear Creek one?
Yep, we're sending it to the email, the clearcreekplumbingmn@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay, did you receive it?
I see it. I see the one for March 12th. I can just use that one, right?
Yep. Yes, of course. But I resend it to you right now, so you should receive it in a while. And also, Lovey, one growth feature that we offer is a weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You'll be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Sure.
Okay. Yep, because I want you to maximize what we offer, especially that we are, that this is going to be very helpful with the optimization of your Google Business Profile, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I do not.
Okay. If you don't have a Yelp page yet, nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized. But you need to have a call tracking number with us, which we already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. Okay?
All right.
And let's talk about Facebook. Do you already have your Facebook business page?
We do, but we haven't really done anything too serious with it.
All right. Oh, I see. I see that you do have a Facebook business page. That's okay. Actually, a basic one is all we need. But the Facebook page that you have here have already photos. That sounds good. And BBB accreditation, post, I see now. Okay. So do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Do I have access?
Yes. Do you have access?
I do.
Okay. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize your Facebook business page?
Yes.
All right. So for this, Lovey, I'm going to send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access to your Facebook business page. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know, okay? And I see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And since you do have Facebook ads as part of your package, I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook page so we can get your ads running. Okay? So
okay.
Let me send it to you right now. And on that email, Lovey, it will actually I'm giving you the link where you can add this as admin to your Facebook business page. And on that link, it will ask you to log in with the personal Facebook that you use and create in your Facebook business page. Okay? But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, especially if you do have your Facebook ads. We need your Facebook business page so we can run your ads.
Right.
Okay, so I already sent it to you. once you receive it and once you have time, I really do hope that you'd be able to add it as soon as possible so our Facebook team can work on a correct timeline, okay?
Okay, yep.
All right. And with regards to your Facebook ads, let's talk about that. Would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this?
I mean, you could use some of the pictures I send you.
Yes, of course. So I'll note it here. We'll have the creative team handle this, but we're gonna use the photos that you'll be sending, correct?
Yeah, that should work.
Okay. So that's a good idea that you'll be sending photos. And for your Facebook ads, Levy, there are three lead response methods, and you can only choose one. Okay? So we have this form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And the other options that we have are calls or Facebook Messenger. But what we recommend, Levy, is using the form fill because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. And also, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Probably the form fill.
Okay, let's work with the form fill. We highly recommend that, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand, when someone clicks. And investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, would you have a $300 campaign to maximize results? Again, you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'll add that later.
Yes, it's actually a very good product, and if you'll hear about that, our team can discuss it further with you. And we are available from Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there any specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
You can just reach out as needed.
Okay, so we can call you anytime if we have concerns with regards to your account. And do you have a logo?
We kind of use what's on Facebook there.
Actually,
if you have Chris, something better.
Yeah, Chris left a note that you might need some help with regards to your logo.
Okay.
Okay, not a problem. Not a problem. If you don't have a logo, our team can create a logo for you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so there's no additional cost for that, so that's why I'm going to offer it for you. So let me note it here. We will create a logo. All right. So now you will see several important emails from us soon, Lagi. First, to view your keywords list, the one that we just discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have more photos or videos, you can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Sure.
Okay. Anyways, those were only placeholders. So if ever you have more photos that you can send, we're going to change the stock photos or the AI-generated images with your photos, okay?
Okay.
And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from spammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash. And we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder. So 3 weeks from now, Lovey, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, so 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on the 6th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
It should be fine.
Okay, do you want to do it at the same time when we started your client interview?
Yeah, let's do the same time.
Okay. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay.
All right. And as I had mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, Levy, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
When do you think it'll be verified and be visible on Google?
Good question. So we want you to send us your photos that we need for verification as soon as possible. And for this, we actually have a time frame of 2 to 3 weeks for your Google Business Profile. And as long as our Google team will be sending you some updates and the next thing to do. So most specifically, Levy, once you're done sending the photos, we will be working with your video verification. So you will receive an email with regard to that. Because Google mostly will ask for the video verification. Have you tried that? When you did and it didn't work through.
We tried it like 10 times.
Mm. And was it under two minutes?
It was about 3 minutes. They asked for street signs, and we have to start like down the road and drive up to the house because there's no street sign in front of the house.
Okay. All right, so you don't have to worry actually for that. If you're having a hard time or if Google will be asking more, our Google team will help you with the verification, okay? So you send us the requirements that we're asking for now so our team can start working on the back office for that.
Okay.
All right, and also, do you have any questions aside from that?
Not right now.
Okay, and also in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6235. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that's Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, or chat, so please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, Lovey, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
Hopefully that should be it for now.
Okay, and yep, just a friendly reminder, please add us as soon as possible to your Facebook business page so we can work on your Facebook ads, and please check your emails for updates, especially with regards to the Google Business Profile from our Google team, okay?
Okay, sounds good. So right now I send the pictures right away and the Facebook. Those are the two things I got to do right away?
Yes, if you can do it as soon as possible, that would be very helpful.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Levy. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care.
Yep, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.